Generation conversation, give me get back, talk good, I'm wasting. Give me on the moon, I'm pacing, back and forth, right? Wanna know the bloodline, let's break.
Welcome back.
I'm Erica.
And this is Sherry.
And this is
Generation
Conversation,
where old school meets new school.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm back.
Today's episode is called Freestyle Friday.
Hey. Which just means whatever it is, whatever comes to our mind.
We wanted to switch it up, you know.
Yes, yes.
Get a little lax in there for the nice Friday.
No specific topic. No. We're just going to touch on some things that just go through these big heads of ours.
My head ain't big.
Yours the biggest. Oh my God.
You know, I might lay a few rhymes down.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, no,
please don't. Please don't.
Please
don't. Oh, no, not that.
If anybody knows that, I love you. But yes, we are just gonna talk
freestyle
about, yeah, just a bunch of different stuff.
Yep. Well, go ahead.
How's your week been?
Tough. It's been a tough week. Yes. Yeah, it's been a really tough week, and it's only what, Tuesday, Friday, but it started on Tuesday,
right?
You know, right. But it's been tough. I don't. It's just work related.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are having work problems.
Yeah.
Just the stress of work, just the routine of it.
Right.
It's just exhausting.
Right. It is exhausting. And then, you know, change is hard for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I get that. But too much change at one time is overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And that's kind of, that's kind of what is happening at my job.
Yeah.
But that's a good topic. Now that you say that, actually bring it up. They have this thing out called, it's an article I read, and it's called The Great Resignation.
Mm.
It's about how Americans are just up and quitting their jobs.
Yeah.
It's the great, I think it's the Great Resignation of 2021.
Why do you think that is?
Well, one of the things that they touched on was because of the government giving this all this money, mm-hmm. so people don't necessarily have to work.
Up.
Right, but the article did specifically say that a lot of people think that that's the reason, but it's really not.
What is it?
They said the reason is with COVID, when COVID hit, people really started analyzing their lives and analyzing mm-hmm. what was important and mm-hmm. analyzing their stress level and really yeah. thinking about things. And then they go into their jobs like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, I definitely can see that. Like, mm-hmm. COVID really put in perspective a lot of things.
Yep.
I did see that it says the pandemic sped up the process
right.
of quitting.
Right.
So, you know, we go through a pandemic, then we're coming back to work, and then we just don't feel like we're treated right or
right.
just... I feel like a lot of companies failed their employees during COVID. Like, they didn't feel like they got the support they needed as employees.
That's true. And, you know, on the company side, nobody prepared for that. They didn't even know what to do. They didn't, you know, when you have something that's unexpected and you don't even see the end of it,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? It's hard to prepare.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I know with our company, I think we did a great job with, allowing people to work from home because we had already set up the ability to work from home, you know, and because we do software, you know, we came in clutch when we were setting up our customers to work from home,
right.
you know what I mean? So, you know, some of our customers gave us really good feedback. It was like, you know, you guys came in clutch when it came to setting us up at home. So that was good. But yeah, there's a lot of companies that just were not prepared.
And then speaking on the healthcare's behalf, healthcare workers, should I say, a lot of healthcare workers, I feel, didn't feel valued.
Right.
Initially,
they were like...
Yeah, superheroes
right.
and everything. But even still, like, superheroes to the public, but
right.
hospital system-wise, I feel like a lot of people didn't feel valued. And you're going in to work every day just giving so much of yourself, mm-hmm. and that's not being reciprocated as an mm-hmm. employee. I mean, it was great. Companies were doing discounts for the healthcare
right.
workers, all of that stuff. But it's like they weren't being compensated
right.
money-wise.
And then how much... mental health and counseling and things like that. That's what they needed.
Yes, and they still need. And
right.
I don't know if you guys have been in the news, but there's been a lot of hospitals going on strike
yeah.
or nurses going on strike.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know, it's frustrating. It's it's tiring, especially with the whole vaccine mandates right. and just things where initially we weren't protected as healthcare workers. And now it's flipped on us. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you got to do this or you lose your job. Mm-hmm. So it's just really putting into perspective the value of a person.
Right.
Like, people, I don't feel like they're treated as human beings when they go to work. They're treated as like robots.
Right.
If you think about it, like right. you go to work, you do this every single day.
Right.
And I asked you the other day, like, do you really wake up and like right. are ready for work?
Right.
Like, I know I would dread work.
Right.
It's just, but it's like, that's become normal. Like,
it's
people,
the normal. Right. Yeah. It shouldn't be, because, you know, it is a lot of people out there that love their job. And I think under different circumstances, you would love your job. I think when you initially started it, the learning, you know, the things that, you know, you look, I mean, unfortunately, you started in the middle of a pandemic.
I know.
But, you know, you were excited about the learning. You were excited about the experience. And if it wasn't so much pressure in it, mm-hmm. I think you would, you know, definitely love your job. I mean, I love my job. You know, learning, and you know, as long as you continuously learning and continuously contributing and then feeling value.
Yeah, that's the biggest part. Mm-hmm. I can learn all day. I can mm-hmm. sit at home and read a book. Mm-hmm. But if I don't feel appreciated, right. and that's what a lot of people felt like was lacking. They didn't right. feel appreciated. And I feel as though the pandemic was like, dang, people want that appreciation yeah. now more than anything, yeah. especially when you can't be with people,
right?
But you're giving yourself to a job just time and time mm-hmm. again that you don't feel is appreciating.
And I think a lot of people were losing loved ones, and then that yeah. made them sit back and take a look at what was important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they recognized that, you know, yeah, you know, having this job is good and all, and mm-hmm. I appreciate it, but that stress level, you know what yeah. I mean? They're just walking away. They said it's like, they say at least 40% of people are considering leaving their employers this year.
I believe it. I 40%. Really believe it.
That's crazy.
And I never was the type to think, you know, oh, I don't want to just work and die. Well, like, I wasn't not the type to think that. But people who thought that, I was like, oh, okay, you right. don't want to work and die. But I get it.
Get it.
Like, I literally do not want to just work, right. work, and then die.
Right.
Like, I want to work, live my life, see other things I would right. like to do. Just, it's, and that's what essentially COVID did. Like, right. just, you know, when you're not able or you don't have access to do other
you,
things,
yeah, that's
I
when
feel
you
like
recognize
you yearn for
you do.
It more.
You do.
So,
you do.
Yeah.
So, it's funny because I was talking to a friend of mine who would be considered old school
mm-hmm.
The other day, and we were talking about the whole job differences with generations, and he was saying, yes, Erica, I was having a generation conversation with somebody else. I'm sorry.
Wow. I am offended. I feel
but we were saying how the newer generation, like, they're very different when it comes to us. Like, they're not going to just tolerate this, you know, mm-hmm. working, and that's it, whereas we did.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
And y'all instill that in
right.
try
and you
to.
Guys recognize that it's a lot more out there.
Yeah.
You know, we do too, but not until we were much older.
Right.
You know, but
right.
you guys are recognizing it a lot sooner, which is good. That's mm-hmm. a good thing, so.
Like, I definitely think, you know, we've talked about this in previous episodes. Just, like, you at least have a plan. Like, build on a foundation where you can explore other avenues of life.
Right.
But, you know, some of my fellow generational people just want to go and not do anything or just sporadically go out there.
And they said that frontline workers, all the way from frontline workers to senior executives, are voluntarily calling time on their jobs.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's great. I love to see it.
I do too. Because, I just hope that they are doing something. Like, they got to survive. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to crash and burn.
Yeah,
and I said that a little bit ago. Like, the healthcare yeah. system, a lot of systems are going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
That's what happens sometimes in order to get better, though.
Right.
And, I mean, I feel for these people, like, the people, especially healthcare. You need workers.
Right.
Because you need to take care of these people.
Right.
But it's going to crash and burn.
Yeah. I just hope, you know what I was thinking? I hope we don't lose... In the midst of all this, I hope we don't lose customer service, good customer service. I can see how that is, because people are frustrated mm-hmm. when they're working. They don't want to be there, so they don't really give you great customer service. Mm-hmm. Or people, companies are hiring whoever, mm-hmm. you know, not caring mm-hmm. whether they're giving good customer service or not. So I just hope that great customer service is not lost in
right.
in the midst of all of this.
Yeah, that's
know?
True.
Mm-hmm.
They got to revamp something. They got to do something.
I know.
I mean, and the government is worried about all this other crap. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's so political, but...
It's just, it's a lot.
It is.
And then another thing I read was, I don't know when I read all this stuff, actually. But anyway.
I've been scrolling on Instagram.
Yeah, probably so. But another thing I've read was how these companies are hiring people with, like, master's degrees and wanting to pay them $15 an hour and stuff like that. You know, and then they wonder why people don't work.
Yeah.
You know, or why they can't hire them. I'm like, come on.
My thing, they expose themselves way too soon, way too much during the pandemic. When I say the government. How they was giving out money, yeah. How they was giving out, mm-hmm. That makes us, it's known fact that y'all got money
right.
To pay the employees what they need to be paid.
Well, the government only pays government employees. You know what I mean? All the other payments come from the private
companies. Well, the
government
needs to figure out how to get the money to the private companies.
Maybe.
They got the money. Right. It needs to be just,
right.
They just showed their behinds.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yes.
That was crazy. But that was 2020 and 2021. So now we're coming upon 2022.
Are you ready for 2022?
I don't know. Because you know what? I know that sounds funny, right? I don't know if I'm ready for it because I don't know what to expect. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to still be in a pandemic, if we're not going to be in a pandemic. Do we need a booster? Do we not need a booster? You know what I mean? It's just so much. It's so much. I have never lived so unknowingly in my entire life. You know what I mean? Everything is already, your future is already a mystery to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But you do have some control over certain things. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know, you don't even know how to plan a vacation. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I expect that 2022 is going to be, it's going to be different because either we're going to go deeper into this mess or we're going to be coming out of it. Either way, it's going to be very different.
We just don't know. And that's why you just got to live each day to the fullest.
Yeah.
And just appreciate your loved ones, mm-hmm. your friends, because you just don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like we exhaust ourselves trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we do.
We really do.
We do.
Like, and that's what 2021 has been, just like trying to figure out or trying to kind of grasp what's coming next.
Right.
We don't know.
We don't.
But I mean, that's always been life. We really don't know. But mm-hmm. this has really made the unknown very major.
Apparent.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I sent a text out this morning to my sister and my aunt and just said, for some reason, this was on my heart, just to say, take one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, like you said, we so eager to look ahead. Just take one day at a time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's like my biggest thing. I always want to plan ahead. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I haven't even thought about 2022.
Good.
Like, I'm just going with the wind.
Yep.
As it comes,
yep.
You know, then I'll deal with it.
Yep.
You know, I'm still going to take my trips and stuff, hopefully.
Right.
If I can't go on a trip, I'll do something else. Right. Like, I'm just becoming more
adaptable
mm-hmm. which is good, which is hard for me because
right.
I'm a planner and
yeah,
I lose my
from
cool
me.
When things don't go my
right.
way
right
so
but I think this whole pandemic is really helping a lot of people,
yeah,
giving them a different perspective on a lot of things, and you know, so we just, I don't know, we just gotta just steadfast and have a good foundation in everything you do, mm-hmm. and just move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Just move forward.
Because life is still short.
It's very
no matter
short.
What's going on, we
yep.
can die tomorrow.
Yep. So Erica, I'm just looking at your shirt, but I can't make out exactly what it says. Hold it. It says, I was single at the off-season tour.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Do you know the off-season tour?
I do.
What is
of course,
it?
It's J. Cole's
okay.
tour. You taught me better than that. So how was that?
How was it not? No, it was great. It was mm-hmm. great. I mean, I'm biased because I'm a huge J. Cole fan.
Right.
But I had floor seats to see my favorite artist, so mm-hmm. that was amazing.
He performed well.
Yes, he did. He had a great performance. And the energy, everybody was so energetic and hyped to see him, so
right.
that made it
that
better.
Makes it
that
fun.
Makes a difference.
It does.
Who you sitting with at a concert?
Yeah. Yep.
I went to another concert a few weeks ago, and the people was looking at me like I was crazy, and I was screaming. I'm like, "Yo, it's a concert,
right?
Like,
right?
What do you expect?
Right? It does make a difference.
Yeah. So that was a great concert. It was great.
That's good. And that was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to see him again.
So, yes, I'm going to see him again in New York,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know it because originally, I got the New York tickets first, and I saw him headlining, and I'm like, oh, yes, I haven't seen J. Cole in forever. Getting these tickets. Not even a week later, he dropped his tour dates. So I had already bought my New York tickets.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll go to his tour. Come on now.
Here in Atlanta.
So, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Good. Good for you. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Halloween is this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Halloween.
Halloween is not the same. We talked about this in another episode, but it's just...
It's not the same. It's not the same. But for whatever reason, this year, I'm really into the fall, as you could probably tell, the way I've decorated upstairs and everything.
Extra.
Outside and whatever. But I'm really into the fall this year. I'm normally not. You know, I'll decorate for Halloween only for the kids. But for whatever reason, I'm really into the fall for some reason. Just the colors and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Halloween. So, I mean, are we giving out candy? I never know. So, what, the last 2 years, we had not one kid come.
That's crazy.
And I had a ton of candy that I ended up eating all by myself.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening. Like, what do they do now?
I don't know. They go to, like,
the churches
and the trunk parties and things like that. But it's a lot of kids on the street in our neighborhood, it seems like, this year. So I'm going to try it again. I'm going to buy the candy and see what happens. But it's definitely different. And if the weather is like it's been, then it's going to be a very weird Halloween.
Why?
Because it's warm.
It's not warm. It's cool.
But it's not like... Do you remember the Halloweens where y'all used to go out and y'all had to have coats on top of your costumes because it would be so cold?
Well, because at night it gets cold.
But I don't think it's that cold the way it... You know, if it's anything like this. So, yeah. So, Erica, how's the house going? Are you decorating your house for Halloween?
I need to get some freaking Wi-Fi before I do anything. Life without Wi-Fi is a sad life. Like, you don't realize how important that is.
Right.
Until you don't have it.
I know.
Like, something so minor can be so major.
I know, because you need it for everything.
Literally everything. And that's my biggest thing. I hate feeling dependent on stuff. But, yo, you literally need Wi-Fi.
You really do. You need for everything.
Everything. And even good service. I don't have good service over there.
Right.
So it's just, I mean, it's good. Like, I haven't gotten my furniture, which I'm okay with.
Right.
But it's been good just being in my own space.
Right. Are you enjoying it without, I mean, and with the exception of the Wi-Fi?
I mean, I am. That's probably what I should be doing, like reading books and stuff. You know, I want to binge watch some movies.
I know, but reading books is good because, you know, you had that time when you went away. Mm-hmm. And that's what you were doing then.
I do need to read some books. But no, it's been good. It's a good place.
Right.
Just, you know, the Wi-Fi.
Right.
It's driving me bananas.
When you get it, you'll be so happy.
Yes, I will be so happy.
I know.
I'm so happy. But yeah, no, it's good. It's a lot to it, though, like other stuff. Just, I wouldn't even say renovations, like little fixes and tweaks and stuff.
Right.
You don't realize until you're actually in the house and using stuff. But no, it's good.
That's good. And just keep in mind, it's a slow process to get it everything where you want. There's no way you're going to walk into everything.
Right. So. Yeah. And, you know, like I said before, you know me, I want it when I want it.
Right. But you got to be patient. God is definitely teaching you patience.
In a lot of ways.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. Well, that's good. That's good. So with kind of touching back on Halloween a little bit, with, you know, Halloween coming, comes the seasonal change. Mm-hmm. So the weather's kind of changing, you know, it's getting a little cooler, but some days are just perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So perfect. The trees are changing colors, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, just keep in mind that there's a lot of people that suffer from
seasonal depression.
Mm-hmm. Seasonal depression. And they don't recognize even where it comes from, but it comes with the seasonal change, and then the holidays roll around.
Yeah.
So then you have that as well. So
yeah, no, I miss the summer.
Yeah, I know, me too. I love the summer.
I love the summer. Like, you know, I love the holidays and the in the fall and winter, but like, you know, I do kind of get sad.
Yeah.
During the season, because
you can't get out as much. I think.
Yeah. You don't get enough sunlight.
Yeah.
It's cold. I hate the cold.
I know.
I hate the cold.
What do you think I like about the cold is jackets and boots.
Yeah, it's cute fashion, but you be shivering in them nice clothes.
I know.
Oh, I hate the cold.
I'm not crazy about the cold either.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I wouldn't want to live somewhere that is always hot either.
I don't know. Like, living in Florida? That was great.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I like this. I like the fact that the seasons change, though. I do.
Oh, man. I'm a summer girl. I do. Water might be my resting place.
Oh, my goodness.
I hate the winter.
Yeah. Well, okay, so most of you guys know that Kendall is in Illinois. He's playing for Illinois now, Illinois State. And, you know, he's like, Mom, it's cold. I'm like, boy, you ain't even seen cold yet. I'm like, it's what, October? You haven't even seen it yet. So I feel bad for my baby because...
Well, he was up at App State.
No. Illinois. Oh, girl.
App State was in the mountains.
Girl, it's a different kind of cold.
How?
In the mountains, it's like an airy cold, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like air. It's like the air is just a coolness in the air. Illinois is a slap your mama cold, like a bone cold, like down to your bone. Like you can't put on enough coats. You can't put on enough coats to keep warm. Mm-mm. It goes straight through it, right down to your bone. Bam. I'm telling you, it's something like I. Woo! So I feel bad for him. I sent him his little North Face jacket, which is probably perfect for right now. Then I got him a coat, mm-hmm. you know, so hopefully. But I said, you're going to have to layer up, dude. You're going to have to layer up. So just wear them sweatshirts and wear them, you know. He needs some thermals.
He does.
That's what I think I'm going to end up. I know. But I think so. But speaking of that, Kendall has a line out, a clothing mm-hmm. line. It's called the 2K Lou or 2K Lewis brand. And we're going to have to post some pictures mm-hmm. with it on. But it's going to be available for purchasing soon. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but they're allowing college kids that play for the NCAA to get paid for their brand and their name right. and stuff like that. So even like his jersey, when it becomes available with his number on it, if, you know, people buy it from the school store or if they buy it somewhere, he'll get a portion of that. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Man, you remember when I did that paper in high school?
Yeah.
It was a project right. about saying how student athletes should be paid.
Right.
And it's just crazy how it's finally coming about.
Yeah, that was the three of y'all. It was three of y'all that did it. Right. Yeah, I remember that.
But yeah, because I always didn't understand that. Especially how coaches get paid so much.
The schools, the coaches, the schools.
For these players who play so hard and they give up so much of their time. They can't even make money because they're playing a sport.
Yeah, they can't work. They can't, you know, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. And but what they were saying was that they're getting a free education. But I'm like, yeah, but still, in comparison, when you take that few, you know, couple, whatever, $10,000, $19,000, $20,000 a year or a mm-hmm. semester, whatever, compared to what they're making off of these kids.
Exactly.
That's nothing.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, people going on scholarship for academics.
Right.
And they, you know, they get a free education, but they can still work.
Right. Right. That's true. Yeah,
so that's good. True. I'm glad that they finally came to their senses.
Yeah. And they probably need to do more.
Yeah.
They said they had this guy. We were watching, Eric and I were watching football. And it's a guy that went, I can't think of his name, but he's a freshman quarterback in college. He's a freshman quarterback in college. He's already making, before he even started playing, because he's a starting freshman. He's a true freshman, starting quarterback in college, which is a big deal. But before he even started playing, he was already getting close to $500,000, $400,000+ in endorsements.
That is crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I'm like, whew, that's a lot of pressure for him, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because he has to perform. People have big expectations for you when it's like that.
And sometimes giving these kids money so young is not the best thing.
No.
I wish they could just, like, have a program for them where they have it put somewhere.
Right. They give them a little bit.
Yeah.
Filter it out.
Yeah, because that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
And it's just going, you know, it can easily get to your head.
It will get to your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what you like better, basketball or football? Because they're both popping now.
They are.
Yeah, both basketball just ended preseason.
I was a football mom all day long. I used to be a football mom. And when Kendall played football, I was big on football. But, of course, basketball, it's so many reasons why I like basketball better.
What are the reasons?
The elements. You know what I mean? You could go to a basketball game all year round, and it's okay because you're not sitting outside in the elements.
It's an inside sport, so I like that. I like basketball more too because Kendall's playing it, mm-hmm. but also because you can see him, like, you know, it's
his face,
yeah,
and, his expression.
In football, you gotta find your child, yeah, and you yeah. know what I mean, and it's only five players per team yeah. on the court, so yeah. it's not so much going yeah. on, you know what I mean. So I do like that. I don't know. I do like the toughness of football, though. Mm-hmm. What you like?
Basketball all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, you always.
Like I never really liked football. Like college, I started to get into it, and then after that, I was like, yeah, no, basketball all day. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like foot, like I don't like to be cold. I don't like to be uncomfortable.
Right.
Football, I would be out of those games in the rain and the cold. Like,
girl, you
so
remember
pissed.
That football game we went to for Kendall
when it was like. When Miss Myrna gave
us
the
heater to go in your
gloves.
Oh my goodness!
And I don't even think he played because it was like a team
right.
he wasn't playing for.
Right.
Or something.
Yes, we were upset about that because they just asked him to come at the last minute.
I was like, oh,
it was
no.
so cold.
Okay, look, if you ever say we don't support you, nothing, I will slap you crazy. Okay.
Nah, it was man. Freezing.
That was oh, that's a different type of cold.
That is
just
it.
Sitting still and doing absolutely
right.
nothing.
Right. And them bleachers.
And the bleachers.
Made of steel or metal
bro,
or whatever.
My booty was cold through my three pairs of leggings and jeans and all of that.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
no. Never again. I hope my child don't want to play football.
Girl, you're going to do it again. You're going to do it again at some point. Trust
just
me, somebody.
Basketball me.
Dink going to play. Dink going to play football.
Oh, no. Dink is going to play basketball. Dink is going to be a nerd. Dink is my godson. But yeah, speaking of sports, the Braves, the World Series.
Go Braves!
Yes,
that was surprising.
Yep.
And actually, so the Braves won. I think the Falcons won, and the Hawks won.
Oh, the Hawks did.
They
win.
Did.
Okay.
They did. Now I gotta say this.
Oh gosh,
Atlanta, I love you. Yes, I do. However. Atlanta has to be the biggest choke team I have ever seen in my
literally.
Life. I have learned not to
get your hopes
yes,
up.
Because every time I do, I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, no, Atlanta, I don't know what they have going on. Well, then UGA,
UGA's doing good too.
Something in the region, I don't know.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
Yeah.
They're number one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
But still, you know.
Oh my.
We will choke in the fourth quarter.
Oh, and I mean, seriously, I really want the Braves to take this whole World Series. That would be great.
You know who they're playing?
Yeah. You want me to remember it? Astros.
What's Astros? That? That's See, I don't know much about baseball.
Cleveland?
Yeah, or
Chicago, no, Cleveland.
Is it? Let's see. It doesn't tell me.
Yeah, I think it's. I'm almost certain it's the Astros.
It is the Astros, but
oh, okay.
I don't know what city that is. Yeah, baseball. Oof, I could never get into baseball. It's too slow. But people love it. That's what the number one sport in America or something.
Houston Astros. They're in Texas. That's right. Houston.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Astros.
Right.
Astro mm-hmm. World. Travis Scott.
Oh,
I'm going
Lord.
To see him this weekend, too.
Yeah, so that should be good. Now, they're going to, you know, go and play there, and then they'll come back here and mm-hmm. play, and you know what I mean? So, and Atlanta has a new stadium for baseball.
Oh, yeah.
So,
the Central. Yeah, that one is nice.
Really nice.
You know, I'm just one for the hype. I would go to the weekend.
Just as...
Right. Let me tell you about what I did. When the Hawks were in the series.
Right.
The championship playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, because I can't go to the game, I'm going to go to SunTrust Park. They have bars around there that
right.
are nice to watch the game.
Right.
Knowing nothing about baseball, I didn't realize it was baseball season, and that's their park. I pull up, and I'm like, what are all these people doing out here to watch a basketball game? They were going to a baseball game.
Game.
I was like, oh my God, I feel like an idiot. Yeah.
What do they call it? They call that area something out there.
True
the,
or...
No, the...
Oh, the...
The... You know, the W.
Nah, it's, Dang, what is it called? It's nice over there.
It is very nice. They have a lot of stuff to do. And you know what I like about it? The prices of stuff.
They're not terrible. Mm-mm.
They do like the Mercedes-Benz, the football stadium, mm-hmm. where they're not overcharging for food and not overcharging for drinks and yeah. things like
it's
that.
It's the battery.
The battery, right.
And you know, we went there that one time yes. for the food festival. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
That was nice. It's really nice. Yeah. So that should be nice. That'll bring more traffic to Atlanta. Just that's, what we need.
Yeah. We're closed, more guys. Traffic. Go away. Like, why everybody want to move to Atlanta?
Well, Atlanta keep hosting everything.
But Atlanta is really a great place. It is. Atlanta has so much to do.
It does. A lot of places to eat. A lot of events because they keep hosting stuff. Mm-hmm. The weather helps. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It doesn't get, you know, super cold here. And,
but
you know.
Some people, well, I heard a lot of people say they don't like the food here.
Can't imagine that. It's such a big variety. Like, if you don't like, okay, say if you like, you don't like the soul food, this place, go to this place, because mm-hmm. you're gonna find some soul food you like, you're gonna find some seafood you like, you're gonna find yeah. you know, some whatever.
It's so, yeah, and then, so I, then they tell me the places and I'm like, okay, yeah,
yeah, that's like, why, right? That's like, who told you to go to there?
Yeah, so many places, like so many places
it
in Atlanta.
Is. It's a variety.
And I think that's variety. Why, too, it's such a big variety. People don't know where to go. And right. other states or cities, they're known for specific food.
Right.
Like, you know, Florida and stuff, right. there's seafood.
Right.
So you come to Georgia or it's Atlanta just wanting certain seafood, you may have to shop around a little bit. Right. But Florida, you go there, boom, every seafood yeah. spot is pretty much popping.
That's true. But see, what I think helps with Atlanta is Atlanta has so many people from so many different places. They come here and they open restaurants. Mm-hmm. So they bring the Louisiana here. Mm-hmm. They bring, you know, the New York, you know, mm-hmm. the Chicago hot dogs, the, you know, pizza, the Philly mm-hmm. cheesesteaks. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But you got to go look for them.
You just got to know where it is. Yeah. And mm-hmm. and people that are new here probably don't know.
Yeah.
Or people that are visiting probably don't know. But us haven't been here for a long time, you know. We find it.
Yeah. Would you you have some that you can name off head? I know Dave's.
Oh, Philly cheesesteak?
Or just food, good food.
Well, for Philly cheesesteaks, it's a place in downtown Stone Mountain that I really like, and it's called Williams, Weyums. He's from Philly. I know exactly where he's from in Philadelphia. It's so funny because the place looks like a cheesesteak place in Philadelphia. It has this glass window that you order, you know, and you watch them cook your food, mm-hmm. and it's greasy in there, and, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. Probably doesn't pass inspection, but it's okay because, you know, the food is great. He uses Amoroso rolls, so, you know, it's good. But I like that place. It's a place in Phipps Plaza I told you about that I took Doreen to.
It's a
restaurant. Oh. It's just a restaurant. Oh. I really like that place.
I can't remember the name
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, but it was really good, and it was really, they had a nice variety. I got a brisket when I was there, and it was great. I mm-hmm. like briskets. Mm-hmm. So, but what about you?
Some places that I have gone that are like really good. Well, my go-to is always Papa Do's.
You like Papa Do's like that?
I love Papa Do's.
You and your dad.
I love Papa Do's.
It's alright.
I mean, yeah, no, I love Papa Do's. But like small restaurants, like,
right?
Whew, I've been to so many, and I'm terrible with names. I know
we gotta do better. I am names. Too.
I like Tom, Dick, and Hank. I think it's what it's called. They have good oysters.
Okay.
I think they have two locations. Who else? There's so many spots out there.
Yeah.
And I think Atlanta is like a pretty big wing place.
Oh, yeah. They have a lot of wings. They do.
But I just like the chain stores for wings. Well, American Deli. Oh, I like yeah. American Deli's wings.
Grand Lux Cafe, that's the name of the place yeah. in Phipps that I like. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
And
you like that place, Mary Mac's? Don't you like Mary
Mac's?
I
haven't been to Mary Mac's.
Oh, I like
Mary Mac's. Or you brought me food from there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
That was good.
I like that place.
Or what's that small place that you tell me?
Oh, yeah.
It's like so
Poor Calvin's?
Yeah. It's yeah. okay. I don't think I got the right thing.
Okay.
I heard, what is it? The mac and cheese was really good.
Yeah, but I don't usually even get that either. But yeah, no, I like no. pork. Mm-mm. It's like an Asian infusion type place.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm.
there's a lot of places. A lot of places. You just gotta look for them, and sometimes you do have to try them and yeah. be disappointed.
And you know what I like to do? I have a list that I keep in my phone of places that people recommend. That's mm-hmm. usually the best thing to do is mm-hmm. go off of the recommendations.
Yeah.
So you know, just keep them in there. And then when you're out and you're trying to figure out where to go, just pull up your phone and you got it.
But Atlanta be getting out of hand now. Like, some places the wait is ridiculous. I know. Some places don't take reservations.
And then it's COVID, too. You know, the workers. There's not as many workers working. The staff is low, so the wait is longer.
Atlanta was never in COVID.
I know. But the staff, they're not coming to work. What's that place you sent us to? We had brunch, me and Doreen, and you said you really liked that place.
Oh, on the grill?
Yeah.
You said you didn't really like it?
I mean, it was okay.
I love the grill. Yeah. I think I like it, too. Like, I'm very...
You like the atmosphere. Yes. Right.
I'm very just obsessed with that.
The food could be, like, trash, but you like the atmosphere.
The food is good to me. I mean, it's, like, it's good to me.
Yeah, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah,
wasn't
the combo bad. Of the atmosphere and the food. I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah.
And that's what I think a lot Atlanta's really good at, too. Right. Creating a great atmosphere.
They do.
Having music and just a great atmosphere, scenery.
Right.
The Garden Room, like, I think their reservations are booked out months
in
advance.
It is. I tried to get a reservation when it first opened, but then Frances, she went and she said it was okay. So then I was like, nope, not trying anymore because, you know, but it's pretty.
Yeah.
It looks really pretty in there.
Yeah.
So, and then that place we went to for my birthday.
Oh, just recently, or Nikki's birthday?
My birthday.
Where did we go for your birthday?
Somewhere downtown.
Just recently? This year?
Me, you, Auntie Dot, Auntie Rini.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what the name of it is. But it's like, I like that area.
That's
too.
Near the, isn't that near the, no, maybe not.
Lenox? Or
no, near the walkway. What's that thing called? The
bridge?
The
Beltline?
Yeah. It's not near the Beltline?
I don't think it's near the Beltline. It's like it's kind of like an upscale, outside mall type of thing.
Yeah,
like
that
outside
was plaza. Expensive, remember?
Man.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was expensive.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I think I got like...
It was steak, but it was just small piece.
But it was it steak? Something that was ridiculous. It was ridiculously overpriced. But it was like only that thing on the menu. Like, right. Y'all's wasn't really that much.
Right.
And I got to do a better, make a better habit of looking at the prices.
Right.
I mean, because I just didn't expect it to be that much.
I know.
I was like, what the heck? And I looked at the waiter. I was like,
yeah,
you know this is wrong, right?
He knew.
Yeah.
But, and okay, so let's do some shout outs because we're talking about food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cousin of yours, you know, Jamal, that has... a food service where he actually cooks and he can cook. I did not know Jamal could cook. And he can cook and he delivers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Sturdy Eats. It's on Instagram. You could check him out. It's called Sturdy, Sturdy Eats.
Mm-hmm.
Sturdy Eats. And I got to get him over here and bring me some plates.
Yeah, and it's good. He took, like, one night I was at work and he just brought me some food.
Oh,
That's
nice. So it's like soul food.
Yeah, that night I had he does soul food too, but he'll do like Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
I saw like he's maybe doing hibachi.
Right.
So yeah, but it's good. Tap in with him for sure.
Right.
And another shout out, Jcaso.
Okay.
Jcaso Art. Mm-hmm. I went to an art show last weekend. And it was really cool. It was like I guess the art show was more contemporary, like artist.
Up and coming
artists, but not just artwork. Like people were selling like their drinks, their, you know, the ginger drinks now, but they were selling like house mats and stuff.
Okay.
But it was artwork there too.
Right.
And Jcaso is a family friend basically a family friend.
Right.
And he does great artwork. He does canvas art, clothing and shoe art. I saw he had these cleats he customized on there.
Okay.
And, you know, you just tell him what you want and he'll do it for you. He does wall art. He also does paint parties.
Okay.
So that's really cool. It's Jaycaso_art on Instagram.
Okay.
So follow him.
Okay.
Tap into
that. You know what we didn't talk about? The your friend that was on...
Oh, yeah. On Shark Tank.
Yeah, yes. this week.
Dwayne Walker and his friend. That was really cool. We tuned into that. What was it? Last Friday, right?
Right.
Sparketh is what the company him and his friend came up with, where it's an online program that teaches kids art online. And it was interesting to see, like, just see him on TV for one and see how they reacted. I never watched Shark Tank before, right. So I guess
the investors
reacted to his idea. Mm-hmm. It was really cool, and they ended up getting two proposals.
It was conditional, though. Yeah, but conditional. They got proposals that they would invest in them.
Mm-hmm. So that's a start. That's a good better start. Than, you know.
And just putting it out there. Like,
right. This, you even know, if that's they didn't even get right. people could see them on TV. That's yes. the thing I was thinking. That exposure is big.
Yeah, that exposure.
So, yeah, no, that was really great. I love to see my people doing
I
good
know.
Things and being a part of that.
I love to support it however I can. I love it.
That's why I don't understand how people just are haters.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, jealousy. You know, that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you, Dwayne.
Good job. So that was cool. And then Nicholas, this is another shout out. Nicholas is hanging flat screen TVs too.
And he does more than that.
Yeah, he does some cooking sometimes.
Right.
But he also hauls.
Yeah, that's
like if you have junk, he hauls junk and to get rid of it and woo. That's a big plus. Once you realize that, Erica, being in your house after you're in there for some time, having somebody that come get your junk, you can't even see. You can't
I can't even imagine
that right
having
now.
Junk.
I know.
I mean, people may think my stuff is junk.
Right. But I'm saying, you know, like when you replace doors, you got to find somewhere to put it and stuff. So what's Nico's?
His Instagram is, well, I think he said he was going to get off of Instagram.
Oh.
But actually, recently he did message me and say that.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're interested, you can just hit us up on Instagram.
And I call him Nico. He's going to die because he's like, oh, nobody still calls me that. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Basic auntie.
It's Nicholas.
Yes. Nick. My aunt still call me my 2-month-old nickname. Like, I'm not a grown woman, basically, with her own house. Okay.
She had to throw the house in there.
I gotta keep throwing the house, man. I worked hard for this house. And this house is
and you should.
Working me hard.
You should.
But also, big news. We've been trying to do this for a while. We are going to have all of the podcasts uploaded visually for you on YouTube. So you can see our lovely faces.
I'm not really feeling that, but okay.
Get over it. Yes. So, I feel like my generation are more visual people.
They are.
Or just the world now, essentially, because people like to see things. You know?
Our marketing people are telling us that we have to get out there more, out there.
Telling you.
I know. This is something new to me. You just got to give me time.
Girl, how much time I got to give you?
Oh, my goodness. All these, you know, selfies and take a picture every time you do this and go live on this and take over the IG page and Facebook
None
Live.
Of what you have done.
I know. I'm going to. Okay. I'm going to. Lord.
But yes, we're going to get on YouTube.
Yeah.
Have all of our episodes uploaded visually.
Yep. That should be coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know
so
for
be
sure.
Be on the lookout for that.
Yep. And then you can subscribe. Mm-hmm. Once we get on there, you can just
you
click
can go
and
ahead
subscribe.
And subscribe now. We have the channel up, but we just don't have the
all the videos
up there for you to see.
Right.
So I think that'll be good.
Mm-hmm. That's it, right?
Anything else?
No, so much going on. That's amazing that we could sit here and just talk.
I know.
About just random stuff that we weren't even prepared to talk about.
I know. Some people can't do that.
We can't not do that.
Some people really may be annoyed by us.
Probably so. I never thought about that.
I think about that often. Like, when I'm really talking, because literally we just talk about stuff that's on our mind.
Yeah. I guess people
not
would be
like that.
Yeah, that's true. Not a lot of people like that either, but.
Hey. Generating conversation, making change, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Generation Nah. I wish I could rap.
Yeah, I wish you could too.
People wish I could sing. I really want y'all to stop telling me I can't sing because.
Because you can?
I know I can't.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That's cool.
I'm just saying, you know.
I get you. All right, guys. I want you guys to have a great week. Be great. Take it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rush.
None at all.
No rush. Just take it one day at a time. Enjoy the journey.
Yes, absolutely, guys.
We love y'all.
Peace. Generation conversation. Give me get back talk that I'm wasting. Give me on the moon, I'm pacing. Back and forth, right? Wanna know the bloodline? The let's break it down. Had a conversation. Coming back, baby, I'm waiting. We can get lost in the deep stars. I'm taking off that generation. Conversation, baby, I need it. We on to the moon, I'm high off that. Up, 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 up and away, baby, I ain't falling back down. Take me around, lost my mind now. In this generation, conversation, whoa. Generation, conversation, whoa. Generation, conversation, whoa.